Alrighty. Welcome to Walk with Purpose, you guys. We're so excited to move our devotionals over to the Zoom app. It's just a little bit more efficient for us, and there's a lot of settings that we really enjoy, including being able to record these talks and go back and listen to them at a different time. So before we get started, we're just going to go ahead and jump into our morning announcements and also our shout outs, and then we'll start with prayer. The first announcement we have for Wednesday night, men's Bible study through Walk with Purpose. It'll be at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that'll be through Facebook Live. So for more info, reach out to us on our social media to get connected.
It will no longer be through Zoom, because Zoom at the moment only allows us like 45 minutes. So we just decided to do a switch, put our devotions or our talks through Zoom. That way we can save them and share them with people that, are sleeping at this time or would like the recording at a different day. So
Amen. So the first and only shout out that we have today is to shout out Jesus's King Clothing Apparel. They are a clothing apparel business that sells keychains and other different clothing apparels and etc. And you can find them on Instagram at Jesus is King Omaha.
my husband said clothing like three times, but it's a clothing apparel line. Jesus is King. And what is their Instagram?
It's Jesus is King Omaha.
So no spaces, all words together. And yeah, just go follow them and go check out their merch. It's Christian based items, so I'm just so grateful to be able to have that. I think we have our keychain somewhere, but
Yeah, I can grab
somewhere.
it. Yeah, I can grab it real quick.
Our middle child was like messing with it, so the inside of it, do you know where the inside is?
Yeah, hold on, let me start that finish.
We'll show you guys. But what we'll probably do is download, I don't know how Zoom would go about it, but download this video and then upload it to Facebook. And then in the comments, I would post a picture of the keychain, so you guys can take a look at that.
I didn't find it, but it's okay. It's just pretty
Yeah,
much just this cross that spins in the middle of the keychain, so
exactly.
it's
And
really nice.
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and enter in with prayer, and then we'll jump into this devotional. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed morning, Lord, and you sustain us, Lord. We ask that today, Father God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to just speak through us, Lord, and whatever words that you want us to just speak on today, Lord, whatever topics you want us to speak on, Lord. We give you this space in our lives, Lord, to operate out of your heart, Lord. Let us just be mindful of your will, Lord, your good, perfect, and pleasing will. And today, we just ask that you let the ears that hear these devotions, Lord, that they be blessed, that they understand who you are, and just create a more intimate bond with you today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right. All
So,
right.
like,
So the title of today's devotion is called Love is Brave.
love is brave.
Amen. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, grab your highlighters, grab your notes, whatever you need to just get into the word today. And we're going to start in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
1 John chapter 4. Let me go get my Bibles, guys.
Yep, I'll grab it real quick.
Need that real quick. So go grab your highlighters, your pen, your paper, download that Bible app, and grab your Bibles, most importantly, and join us on this talk. If you would like, we have the information, our Zoom information on our Facebook. We had church earlier, so my Bible in the car. And what is the verse?
It's 1 John chapter 4, verse
1
18.
John chapter 4. And if you guys know anybody that would like to join, let us know. I'm trying to see
Are you looking
where
for the?
the comments
Okay, here.
so I can write it down. I
There you
do
go.
believe because this time works best for us. While I ch all ch our children are asleep, I do believe that this is going to probably reach people of different countries. I do have a sister in Christ that right now she'd be asleep. Oh, she'd be awake.
Yes.
But I don't get hold of her yet. Probably tomorrow morning,
Yes.
I'll be able to get in contact with her.
Yep.
So First John,
Chapter 4, verse
chapter
18.
four, verse 18.
And the word of the Lord says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Amen.
Amen.
I love that. In this version, it says that because fear has to do with punishment. And so that is an amazing verse. We are not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love. And the Lord loves
Amen.
us enough to not let us be fearful. So, and
So
that's
we
it.
taking notes right now. So like I said, go grab your paper, pen, and
Get into the
get the
word.
word.
All right. So we carry some terrible secret worries. Will God accept me after what I've done? Will I ever win this battle with sin? Is God going to give up on me? You know? And for any believer, if you've ever had this moment in your life, that is the most terrifying question that we could ever have. Sometimes we fall deeper into sin, we backslide, we don't know how to get out of sin. And this battle with sin has overcome us for so many generations and decades and decades, and many people have battled with it. But we just have to know that God loves us more than that. He gives us the spirit of love to be brave, like how it says in the title. And so instead of carrying insecurity into our marriage, you know, we are supposed to walk boldly. My wife was just telling me, just be brave. Be brave today. She embraced me with that. And I needed that. You know what I mean?
Give that encouragement to your spouses.
Yes, I needed that today. So if I gain more weight, will he want someone else? I'm sure many women, I mean, maybe you can answer this question. Like, is that something that, you know, a lot of women deal with, that they feel like their body image changes and that they lose that attraction from their husband?
I feel like that happens to a lot of us, especially stepping into motherhood, gaining the weight, losing the weight, dealing with the mood swings, and just you kind of fall into this dedication with motherhood, and your marriage becomes second.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Amen. And you know, and honestly, you know, this next question is for the men, you know, and it's, if I lose my job, will I lose her respect? And so I remember when me and my wife first got together, I was holding on to a job, and we spoke about it in a previous podcast that I was holding on to so long because I was making pretty good money, you know. And up until that point, I thought that that was something that my wife not found attractive in me, but like that security that I was able to provide for her, I thought that that was something that got her respect, you know. And honestly, it wasn't. My wife was not impressed at all with any of those things, and she just wanted like genuineness out of me. And I think most relationships can relate to that too.
Amen.
So don't be fearful, you know. Like, if you have a wife or a husband who loves you enough past those things, then that's that unconditional love that we don't have to worry or base it upon our successes or, you know, even our insecurities, because a good wife or a good husband is going to love you through that. Amen. So are we ever going to figure out how to be happy? I know that a lot of marriages deal with this. You can see it all over people's faces, and they don't even have to tell you. Like, my wife has amazing discernment. Glory to God for that. And I pray that it increases in many people's life, that they can discern their spouses and what they're going through and what they're battling, so that you can edify, because God doesn't give us gifts to just be selfish with them. We're supposed to use those gifts to build other people up and to serve other people in the kingdom, you know. And God has an answer to every question, you know. Love, that's the answer to every question. Just love unconditionally, the same way he loves us. Somebody breaks your heart, love them, you know. Somebody's not loving you correctly, show them the correct way of loving. You know, this is what God teaches us in his word. And when you trust in this perfect love, you're no longer scared of the future. So have you ever been scared of the future?
Absolutely. Like my husband mentioned, our appearance change, our bodies change, our mood swings change. You find
Okay.
we're probably gonna have to end this because just having to redo it. I think honestly, not just so much appearance, but for all first-time mothers, I know it's very scary because the moment that you bring in your child into this world, you realize I'm a whole different person. And
Amen.
that old person of singleness, before marriage, before motherhood is no longer existent.
Amen. Amen.
And that can be scary because
Absolutely.
you don't even have time to properly say goodbye to your old self. It just kind of happens.
Yeah. And we can anticipate that, like I know us stepping into parenthood, it was a shift, especially for me. It was a challenge, everything from the sleep schedules to your eating habits to your priorities, your daily routines. I remember, like, my wife knows I used to be so tired and sleep through half of the day. I'm like, hey, this is normal for me. I used to work a lot. And so on my days off, that's what I would spend most of my time doing. But when you coming into a covenant and an agreement with being with somebody, you're agreeing also to share your time with each other and to prioritize those times to dedicate building up your relationship is extremely important. And yes, it can be nerve-wracking too, because sometimes when we get into relationships, we are not ready to surrender that independence. We're so used to doing things on our own as a single person that, meeting our spouse is just it's almost like a culture shock. Because everything meshes together and you have to learn how to adapt with somebody day after day. And for me and my wife especially, we seen each other every day, every hour of the day, unless she was at work. But when COVID happened, that's when everything changed and we started to spend a lot more time together. And that's when we got more time to get to know each other. And amen to that, because
Amen.
we really did need that, So, back to the devotion, you don't worry that your mistakes will erase your salvation in Jesus. And so that's what it's really about, our salvation. And I know a lot of people probably, maybe there's doctrines about losing our salvation in some way, but if God is saving us by his grace and his mercy, then just know that he paid the price. If it were up to us to be saved, just like how the word says, then we would boast about it. Oh yeah, I paid $1 million to reach heaven, or I helped 1 million homeless people to reach heaven, but that's not how it works. That's not how the Bible explains salvation. It's by his grace, by his work that was done on the cross that we get to that point. And threats of abandonment and rejection melt away. So once we are found in God's love and we are secure in our faith, then we lose, like how it says, those abandonment issues, those rejection issues, because we have a loving Father in heaven who always accepts us. No matter how ugly we come to him. So amen to that. In marriage, unconditional love breaks the cycle of fear as well. So do you feel like unconditional love broke the cycle of fear in your life, if you ever had it?
I would probably have to think on that question.
Okay.
What about for you?
I feel like yeah, absolutely. Like our love together in this marriage, it has really showed me that my love, my idea of it was imperfect.
Amen.
And so through meeting my wife and experiencing God's love through her and her giving me the gospel, I was able to see unconditional love. Because no matter what I brought to her to the table, how ugly it was, it didn't matter. God's
Amen.
love still shined through that. And
Amen.
it showed me a better way of loving each other, especially. You can give yourselves to each other without the fear of divorce. And so once we break that cycle of fear from not having unconditional love, we're able to fully open up to our spouse and to give each other our true selves, how the Lord wants it. He wants us to be like how it was in the Garden of Eden, not in a literal sense, but naked to each other, And once we can reach that point in our marriage where nothing is new under the sun, but you're learning new things about your spouse each day, And that's true growth in the marriage. And that's where things begin to mature and really solidify as far as the bond of a marriage goes.
Amen.
And we learn through those times through our mistakes.
Amen.
And when we get it wrong one day, just like how the Bible says we fall short of the glory of God, he always gives us an opportunity to get to know the person who he's blessed us with. And like today, my wife was telling me, I was at a lack of understanding that she was sent into my life to be my helper, like how the Bible mentions, a suitable helper. And I love that she brought that to my attention because the way I was loving her, and receiving like what I thought was criticism was really her just helping in the way that God was placing her to and ordaining her to help me. And so if there's any man out there who feels like, your wife is being too controlling, your wife is being too pushy, if she's a God-fearing woman, just know that that correction and that application, that guidance is really coming from the Lord. And so we have to honor that. We have to fear that, instead of thinking that our wives are controlling us and cast that down. You know what I mean? If the Lord bless you with a marriage, just know that it came from a godly place. If you guys are walking together with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So you're motivated now. Now that we have this understanding of who our spouse is, we can feel that motivation, not just serving others, but serving each other in our marriage. So you're motivated to work through your issues since you're in it for life. And I love
Amen.
that part.
For
Are you in it for life?
life.
For life, we're lifers over here. And yeah, if you're in the season right now where you feel like the scary word of divorce is even being brought up in a conversation, just know that the Lord wants an everlasting relationship with you no matter what, but he also wants that with the person who he's brought into your life, from now until eternity. And we just have to remain in that and just look at the person who, we wake up to every day and just say, we're supposed to be with each other for the rest of our lives. This is it. It's nobody
Amen.
else. And that's not meant to be like a oh man, that sucks kind of thing. It's meant to be a glorifying, joyous moment to know that the person who the Lord puts in your life is who you're supposed to love for the rest of that life. And so when we begin to come into agreement with that, that's when we can truly walk in the purpose of our marriage. Amen.
Amen.
And so you can be honest and real. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, has there ever been a time where you felt like you couldn't have been honest and real? You can be honest and real right
That
now.
I can think of, not top of my head, but yeah, no, that's a hard question.
It
What
is.
about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's been times where I've put up fronts before, maybe acting like a better person than I really thought I was, or doing a little bit more throughout that day. Yeah, let me rub your feet. Let me do the dishes. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. But in the reality is sometimes we're selfish, and it really shows in the actions that we have with our spouse when we don't consider their feelings and we don't consider their circumstances first. And that's when that selfishness begins to grow in our relationship and really hurts. And so I guess this is the ugly part of the talk, is that sometimes those selfish ambitions grow into thorns that really end up hurting the person who we want to love perfectly.
I think it's easier to do the acts of kindness, like rubbing the feet, back, paying for a coffee. Those things are easy.
Amen.
But what's hard sometimes is really, when the time comes for compassion to show, for consideration to show, valuing your spouse's opinion. Those things might sometimes be hard in a marriage,
Amen.
because those things don't come naturally.
No.
You kind of have to put on the heart of Jesus
Yeah.
and allow him to transform your heart if you are not there yet, And when you learn to kind of not take for granted your spouse or the spouse that the Lord placed in your life, you'll see things differently.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't, I where I used to see her complaining, now the Lord has given me a new set of eyes and a new heart. I don't see it that way anymore. I see it as, okay, this is a moment where the Lord is really showing me to implement Christ-like behavior.
Amen. And let's face it, like when it doesn't come from a natural, like non-obligatory place, then you know that somebody's growing. Like, I'm gonna be transparent. My wife has put me in my place many times to love her the way that she feels like she deserves to be loved. And when you're like, all right, I'll do it. Like, now that you're telling me, I'll do it that way. That's not coming from a real place. And unfortunately, when we do that, we end up putting on a double portion of burden onto them. Where we're supposed to be dispersing this way in a marriage, we're really, you know what? I'm not doing it correctly, but I'm gonna listen. How do I do it? It's like cheating on a test. You can't do that. That's not right. You know what I mean?
You're supposed to be giving it to the Lord, and the Lord will tell you what to do and how to do it. And you just have to give him your flaws, and he will transform you. And he will tell you, and he'll give you answers of like,
You're like floating in the blur. I'm sorry. There you go. There you go.
he'll give
Get a
you
pinch.
answers of, Lord, tell me how to really cater to my wife or husband. Show me where I'm lacking. You know, if I don't have compassion, give it to me. Give me understanding, but knowing that you have to ask for these things.
Amen. And when we don't, then are we really trying to make a difference?
Because we can't change our spouses.
Absolutely
We can
not.
only ask the Lord to help us, help our husbands so there could be a better of understanding of who they are.
Yeah. And faith will be able to help that person change because they'll see it in you and they'll look at this person staying faithful to the Lord. And like I said, my wife has just been holding it down. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Find you a godly woman who leans on the Lord. And when times are wavering and when you're teeter-tottering between what I need to do, if you don't have a godly woman in your corner, it's going to be very difficult to try and figure it out. And not every man is like that. You know what I mean? There are men out here who are doing the right thing, listening to the word of God and applying it. And shout out to that,
It
and
takes
it
years.
does.
That doesn't happen overnight.
It's a
Like
lot of studying
the
and
Lord is
practice.
going to continue to keep working on us, on you, until the day that He decides to come back for our soul. He's going to be working on us. We're never going to reach the level of perfection
Amen.
because He was the only one that was perfect.
Yeah. And honestly, to all the men out there, and maybe this is just me speaking to myself, instead of doing more of this, just try and do more of this, listening. And that's how you know that good communication will start to work in your life when you can actually listen more.
Listen to respond, not listening
No, listening to
to respond.
understand, not listening to respond.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I forgot where we heard that from, but yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing.
And when you can come into that season where you're like, all right, I'm ready to lay down whatever selfish ambitions I've had, because when you have a good person in your life, that becomes tiresome. Nobody wants to deal with that. And eventually people will give up. Unfortunately, we're only human. And God's love and his faithfulness will never end, and he will never give up on us. However, we're only human and we will give up on each other. And unfortunately, that's where divorce really does come in. And we're trying to come against that,
Okay.
Okay, so you're on each other's side no matter what when you can be honest and real. So release your fears through prayer, like my wife was saying, and praising God for his perfect love. Celebrate your marriage and the vows you're keeping for life and discover the peace that only love can bring. Amen. Did you want to read the ending prayer?
Any break? Of course.
There you go.
These are my favorite parts.
Yeah.
It says, Lord. Nothing. I mean nothing.
Oh, that's the wrong
Oh,
one. It's okay. That's a good one too.
we're jumping
Well,
to the
tomorrow,
next
that
devotion. Here, you can read
yeah. Okay. You want to read it together?
it. You can read it.
Okay. Lord, increase our faith so we're perfect in love and free from fear. Bind our marriage together in Jesus's love. Amen.
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 So bind.
Bind us.
Bind us closer together
Yeah.
because we have made that covenant with the Lord. Like we mentioned on our Facebook, marriage is not a signed contract, it's a covenant, and we have become one the moment we say, I do,
Amen.
unto the Lord.
Yep. So just ask the Lord to draw you near to Him, and through Him, you'll be able to draw near to your spouse. And like I always love to say now, love out of His heart, not our own, you know? And He'll put the good things in us to be able to love correctly. So we want to thank you guys for just listening into this devotional. And however you guys receive today's word, we just pray that you can love the way that God created you to love. And if there's any prayer requests that you guys have, just reach out to us through our email, walkwithpurposeministry@gmail.com. So thank you guys.
Amen. Thank you, guys.